going on, everyone? Welcome back to A New Sound with me, Morgan Brown. Today, we're talking to Jigsaw Youth, and for a special guest, I'm sitting with the one and only Tony Hurtado. What's up, Tony?
Nothing, Morgan. Thank you for having me on the show.
You may have seen Tony's work all around New York. He's a very successful filmmaker, editor, and he recently just directed a video for Jigsaw Youth.
They're the best. Really good performers.
Yeah, no. Me and Tony are... I asked him to be on this podcast episode because he likes Jigsaw Youth just as much as me. We both are friends with this band. We both love working with them.
I was trying to think of things to say for Jigsaw Youth, knowing that I was going to be doing this podcast.
Okay.
And I think the best compliment I can give them, not only do they sound fucking fantastic, especially live, but
their live shows are crazy.
You wouldn't suspect that this band is from Staten Island.
Oh, never. Knowing them as a Staten Island band, does that enhance your vision of them, like, for what they've, like, become so far?
It makes me proud. Like, it definitely is like, oh, Jigsaw Youth is from Staten Island. That's fucking dope. Instead of, you know,
yeah,
I'm not going to name names, but, like, other artists who, well, I wouldn't be like, hey, they're from my town.
I think if you're talking about, like, hardcore punk and, like, that type of sound that they go for, like, this grungy, hardcore punk, fast music, if you didn't know where they were from, it would just come off as, like, just, not saying similar, but they definitely have their most, they have a very unique style themselves.
I would just say it's like, it could be on any rock station
right
now, and it would just definitely be a part and be, like, mixed in well with everything else playing.
But I will say that if you did meet them, I think you'd absolutely know they're from Staten Island. Between the attitude of Alex and Nastasha, they definitely have, like, I don't know. They have, like, this... When Jigsaw Youth walks into the room, you know shit's about to go down.
Yeah, but...
Basically, is what I'm saying.
Is that a Staten Island thing?
I think, in a way...
Because a lot of the times when people come into the room saying they're going to do some shit, actually doesn't really happen.
Yeah, no, I think they would, though. Jigs, as another great Staten Island band once said, Jigsaw Youth ain't nothing to fuck with. You know what I mean? That's a Wu-Tang reference for those who don't know that Wu-Tang Clan is from Staten Island.
There are claim to fame besides the Verrazano Bridge.
Right. I've had people talk to me a lot about the Verrazano Bridge. But so wait, what was your experience working with them with the video?
I think it's a very collaborative experience. Maria definitely has a vision when she is acting and definitely wants to have a certain viewpoint when these videos are made. So it's really nice to get her input and be able to also show my style at the same time. I think it's a very generous thing when two artists are comfortable in doing that, because I feel like a lot of the times people don't want to push on somebody their own ideas, so it's nice when you kind of just meet in the middle.
Was it mostly you and Maria working together on idea?
Like, yeah, no, but it was also Nastasha and Alex. Like, they all have their certain visions, and they all put it into, like, one idea, and then that's what the music videos are. Like, I just remember having, like, in-depth discussions with them during pre-production, and then once we got to actually filming it, we were comfortable enough to create what we thought was going to be the best thing that we could put in the videos.
And you filmed at Sand Street?
Yeah. Not too far from where I'm staying. Sand Street is cool. I like the environment.
Yeah, I think, well, watching the video, because it's like, the video is, if you haven't seen it, the video is extremely chaotic in a way. What was it like for you working in a shoot that was with that many extras and that much, I'll just say, stuff going on?
It was definitely cool. It was the largest amount of people that I've had on a set for a project that I worked on specifically, so that was pretty cool. And everyone was super cooperative. They knew they were friends with Jigsaw, so it's like a nice time when you're filming with your friends, especially when you know it's like a music video and it's a big deal. It's like another stepping block for the band in their career.
I think it's also extremely cool on how everyone, like, there's a couple, like, there's bands, and, like, when people, you work with a bunch of different people, mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting how everyone is so supportive of Jigsaw.
Yeah, like they have a David clan, see it, dude. Yeah. Like you listen to their music and you understand that there's like some there's something there. Like it, again, it could be on the radio right now, and it definitely should be.
Yeah, they have like they have a, like between like the Enablers and like all these other bands that like they are like super close with. Mm-hmm. They've formed like their own little like Staten Island like punk hardcore scene.
Yeah, they're keeping the scene alive here.
Like, yeah, I think it's really... And they're reaching out to other boroughs. Like, the fact that they tour so much.
Yeah, especially, like I can definitely tell you there are the punks still on Staten Island, and a lot of them do feel, you know, that they don't have that much music to go to nowadays because there's not really a scene going on, but they're the ones keeping it alive, like Enablers and Jigsaw. Like, they're doing the job of keeping the scene alive for everyone else for the next generation. So that's fucking awesome.
Now, where have you seen them live? And where have you seen them live?
I have seen them live.
In the
live.
City or?
No, I've seen them live on Staten Island. I actually did, well, Alex performed with you in Boston,
right,
which was
right.
Awesome. But themselves, I saw them at Mother's Pug.
Mother Pug, yeah.
Yeah. Mother Pug or is it Mother's
Pug? I don't, it's one of those. It's a weird venue.
I've only been there one time, and that was for them. I've only been there for their concert. Yeah, it was fucking dope. And just hearing them practice, like I've gone to
practice. Yeah, I did the podcast recording. I did the interview at the practice space with the Enablers in the background.
Yeah.
So it was a very hectic interview.
I love that
awesome.
Apartment. Like
it's
that
great.
Whole practice area is so dope. Yeah, they have a really great sound. It's just, it's definitely headbanging, and it's something I can listen to like on the regular.
I think between their live shows, between their records, I think they're just one of the best bands out there. So definitely listen to them. Definitely check them out. Definitely check out Tony's video. And thank you, Tony, for being on the pod.
Thank you. You can follow me at Edit by Tony.
There it is. There's the plug. And here's my interview with Jigsaw Youth. All right, yo, what's going on? Hanging out here with Jigsaw Youth. Everyone say your name right now on the mic.
My name is Nastasha Beck. My name is Maria Alvarez.
My name's Alex.
Goddamn right.
Dimitro!
Yeah, she doesn't give it.
No!
Okay, word.
No!
So, what's going on, guys? How are you today?
We're chilling.
We're chilling. Hanging out.
Chilling! Finish up practice. We're good.
Word.
We're here. We live.
Awesome. Not...
Right. We're not live. That should be the joke the whole podcast. Like,
yeah,
we're here now live. It's like, no, you're not.
Right, I forgot what was. It was the one that was like, me and my friends, like in high school, like whatever. We would always just anytime someone like broke, we're like, fuck it, we're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
Let's go. All right, but I'm hanging out here with Jigsaw Youth. What's going on, guys?
We're chilling.
So I've known Alex and Nastasha really well for the last couple years, right? And Maria, I've really just started to get to know you, so I'm excited.
Hello.
So last show I went to was at City Winery. You guys crushed it. It was awesome. Fun
Thank
show.
You.
It was really cool. So I just have a couple questions I want to get into.
All right.
Awesome.
Let's go.
So
Shoot.
Jeez. Okay. So No.
Please let me get through this.
No. All right.
Boys, relax.
Yeah, we are also joined by Crack Matt and the Enablers, correct?
Yeah, we got a couple people from different bands here, actually.
Yeah, we're all hanging out. Jigsaw Youth. So I know that there was like a whole period without Alex, and then you guys were doing your first record at that point before, right? Was that before the first record?
Well, we had started the first record, but we had Tom Aquino play like the first four songs, and then by that time, Alex had just been established in our band. So she did the last four songs, and she's just been part of Jigsaw ever since.
Now, I think, well, because I remember when I first met Nastasha, you were telling me about how you and Maria met, which is, like, ridiculous.
It is a weird story.
Yeah, it's like Brockhampton shit. Like, you guys just randomly met.
It was
so
really
random. What's the whole story with that?
We just both had, like, anonymous Tumblr blogs, and mine was, like, a music one, like, 90s shit, and then hers was a beach one. But, like, I had a weird bio in there. It was, like, a Chili Pepper reference. It was, like, play the bass in your face, make you want to jack off, like, some shit that he used to say. Like,
that's so sick.
It was sick. And then I got a message, and it was from Beach Waves, like, two B's and two W's or some shit. And she was like, oh, I like your bio because, like, I play bass. And I was like, that's cool. I play guitar.
That sounds like two middle schoolers just like meeting.
I mean, we were in high school. Oh, you were 12 though. Yeah, no, I definitely. Well, we were definitely like in our own world compared to other people that were like in high school.
You like music? I like music.
That's exactly what went down. She was like,
Murray, you're not from Staten Island, right?
No, I'm from Manhattan.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Well, okay. So I'm about to tell you my life story. So I was born in Canada, right, in Montreal. And then when I was like 4, I moved to California. And then when I was around 8 or 9, I moved to New York. And I had been moving in and out of New York since I was like 12.
Right, okay, cool.
But I officially moved back when I was 15, like the summer before I turned 16.
Being friends with Alex and like Nastasha, I've only heard like inklings of like random Maria stories. So it's actually nice to like actually talk to you. I know we've met like once or twice. Isn't your brother like in theater and stuff?
Yeah. So my mom used to be a theater actress when she was really young, and my dad's a scientist. So I got both like art and science, which is pretty cool. And my mom kind of like raised us with like art ideals. Like, she always made sure we knew our literature, we knew our art, we knew our music, stuff like that. And like, I feel really blessed for that.
That's just really cool. I mean, I think that's awesome. But no one else is in punk.
No, I got into that by myself. I like, when I was like 12, I got into Green Day, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
I think my first concert was like the 20th Century Breakdown.
Yeah,
like,
me
I
too.
I was there. Don't worry.
And then after that, like once I was in eighth grade, like a bunch of people that I was meeting were like, oh, you should listen to this, you should listen to that. And I was like, mind blown.
When you guys were all coming up, like, what was like the music that you were like, two or three artists that you guys all liked growing up? Because I mean, I think when I listened to the first record, obviously, like America's Sweethearts, like there's so, I would say it's definitely genre mixing. Especially like, at least in punk, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. I think like, I would say, I mean, because I know like we all like, I think we all love Kathleen Hanna.
Fuck yeah.
Because like, she's like queen.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. And I think that music, obviously, Jigsaw Youth, comes from that.
Well, Jigsaw Youth is a Bikini Kill song.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I remember you telling me that, which was super dope.
I think the major bands, I mean, I grew up listening to the Chili Peppers and like Smashing Pumpkins, Rage Against the Machine, like Led Zeppelin and shit. But honestly, like, I made the record after I like discovered hardcore punk, so I was like really into Black Flag and Bad Brains.
Yeah,
like all totally. Literally all that DC punk shit and word. Fucking Sex Pistols, Ramones, like they were all really, really cool. Dead Kennedys.
I think I was the only one in my middle school. This is something 7th grade, I believe, of the Halloween dance. I went as Sid Vicious, and it was
I was Slash in the 8th grade. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? No, I actually have a picture on me now. I just got
so
it.
So funny.
I was like, oh my god, who was I?
So you guys meet, right? You guys start doing music, the band.
We wrote songs before we actually physically met up. We were Skyping. First, we followed each other on Instagram for a couple months. And then I said to girls in my school, I was like a junior in high school, I was like, yo, I'm going to meet this girl. Like, I don't know. I think I'm going to start a band because, like, I don't know other people taking this shit seriously. And, like, it's not a joke. And, like, they were like, she's a catfish. Don't do it. And I was like, can everyone just, like, shut the fuck up? Like, please. No one takes risks. Like, I was just, like, so over it. I was like, nah, she's real.
I love that you did that. That's
so
cool.
I was like, I'm going to go. So I went. But before I even went, like, we were Skyping, you know, just because I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, of course. You want to make sure that she's
16, 17 years old. And then we wrote But You're Not Dave Grohl, like, over Skype.
So how much work do you put into the lyrics opposed to the music, do you think?
they're both equally super completely important. Equally. Yeah, completely.
Because I mean, I think Buddy's not. What was that? Was that just like, what was the idea behind that?
Well, I mean,
it was
so funny. We fucking loved April.
I mean, who doesn't, right?
But I mean, we were also, you gotta remember, like, we were 17 and like 16 when we wrote that. So like, we had just kind of like, we were really into Rebel Girl and shit, and then, you know, your taste kind of matures, you know, like fucking new radio. Yeah. So we were like some up songs. Like, I don't know. It was just like a cool, simple punk, like little ditty. And, you know, now we're writing like, you know, some other fucking Smashing Pumpkins shit.
That's cool.
I felt like since we were so young, it was like important for us to like still have a lot of fun. Like, so we wrote all these like random songs, and a lot of the lyrics are pretty cool, but it was just more fun for us back then. And now, since we want to be actual musicians, like, I feel myself getting better at bass. It is still fun because we're doing what we love and we're progressing at it, but it's more like we're just taking more of the songwriting seriously.
Okay, I get that. Do you think that progressed as you were writing the record?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moth is such a...
Well, we had the songs for the past 2 years before... before like we got to record the album, and that always happens to us where we're like playing the same songs for like a year and a half.
No, I think it's like when you're doing the record, you just get so exhausted on the actual writing that it kind of drains you out. And then it's one of those things where you may have had like the same song in practice for weeks, and then you play it live and you're like, oh wait, people like I like the song.
Honestly,
again,
I never thought songwriting was exhausting. Like, it was, we always just wrote songs on shit that we had. Like, we just opened up our like journals and like poetry books the fuck, and we were like, oh, I have this, how is this gonna go over this chord progression that I wrote in my bedroom last night? And you just kind of figure things out. It was never really exhausting because lyrics are always just there for us.
So then you mentioned Moth. That was I think that's
super
probably my
emotional.
Favorite song off the first record.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite, one of my favorite songs on the first record.
Well, I think, I mean, maybe it's just from like me listening to, maybe like knowing you guys for like a while, but it feels like Moth was like the bridge between,
for sure.
Yeah, between
you
like the old
that.
Like Rebel Girl and then like Rebel Girl stuff, like Bikini Kill, like style. Yeah. So then you guys like had Moth as like the last song, and it just flows so well into the next record.
It's so crazy that you said that, because, like, that's literally the exact thought process. We were like, this has to be last because this is going to bridge into the next, like, entire, entire phase
of
our lives.
Too,
yeah.
I remember the first time that we played Moth fully, because I had brought the song to them, and then we started playing it, and, like, we just jammed it out, and then by the end of it, we were so, like... It was like this indescribable
feeling.
We were just like, wow, like that just came out of us. And it was like the first real, because the lyrics and everything about it is very like, it just like holds deep to us. And it was like the first real song that I felt like we had written. And I was like, okay, if this is what our genuine sounds that we come up with sound like, then we got to do more of it.
Yeah, it was us literally finding ourselves and being like, all right, we need to capitalize on this. Like, that's our sound.
And at that point, so Alex is in the band, everything. We have the jigsaw that we have today.
Well, she wasn't in it yet. And
right.
Then
so it was after the first record came out?
She literally came like mid-recording of the first record, because we had someone originally, and I said, like, it was like a mutual, like, she didn't want to be there, we didn't want her there. And if you don't want to be there when, like, things get heated or, like, things are good for the band, I don't want you on the record even recording. So that's what happened. I got a friend of mine, Tom, to do it. And then midway, I was like, Alex learned the songs in, like, a week. I thought maybe it would take, like, a month. I was like, you know what, Tom will finish out the record. And then she was like, yeah, you want to practice? Like, I know all the songs. And I was like, oh, fuck, play on the record. We got to go tomorrow. And she just laid it out.
I think it was, like, from my perspective, it was so nice because, you know, when like you introduce two friends who like end up start dating, like I watched the progression, because I knew Alex from marching band,
right?
Because we were homies, and then I met you, and then it was like you're in punk band. I was like, yo. And then you guys met, and then I like saw, like, I just saw it come together. It was so awesome.
Well, you know what was funny?
Alex, you want to talk?
Yeah. She never wants to fucking
talk. Alex, you're literally.
You tell that story in like the best way, though. Like, you gotta talk.
Okay, sure. Hit me with the story.
Well,
how
originally, what had happened was.
Alex would be like, yeah, we met here and that was it. What else do you want to know?
We got together. No,
I didn't know that Alex was Christopher Walken. I really didn't know that until.
You'd be surprised. You gotta catch her like rare form. She is.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Whole tour. Anyway, my high school music teacher, Anne Marie Castellano, she's the best person ever. Or Anne Marie Nacio, whoever knows.
Trader Joe's all the time.
Oh shit, really? That's sick. Anyway, she's like my sister. She was like, she knew that I needed a drummer, and I was like, god damn it. Like, I need someone now. And then she's like, oh, there's a girl, Alex. Like, she goes to your school. I go, what grade is she? And she's like, she's a sophomore. She's in marching band. I said, can't be, because I'm in marching band. I don't know Alex. And she's like, no, I'm telling you, like,
that's
she's
so
there.
Funny.
And I was so in and out with marching band. Like, I really hated it.
Oh, I'm aware.
You know how
I'm well aware.
You know how I was. Like, I chilled with Lex. That was really it.
Right.
I chilled with you and Lex. And
Sure.
No, and like Mark Rucci, like, she was like, no, I swear, she, you know, she goes there. I was like, all right. So I go to the game early. I went there like after work, and it was before all of us were supposed to be there. Nobody was in the gym. I sat all the way at the top of the bleachers, and I was like, I'm just going to wait. And then she like walked in with like one other person or some shit. Like, nobody was really there. Like, people were just like kind of creeping and setting up their stuff, but no one was like talking. And I don't know why I like yelled down the entire fucking flight of bleachers, like, yo. And she was like, she like looked up. I was like, you play drums? And she's like holding a snare drum. Like, why am I asking if she's playing drums? Like, you play drums? She's like, yeah. Like, dead, staring dead at me. I was like, you want to be in my band? She's like, what do you play? I was like, we're like punk grunge. Punk grunge, like, it's all guns. Guns blazing. We're like punk grunge. We're all girls. Like, let's go. And she was like, all right. I go, you got a basement? She's like, yeah. I was like, you got a kid?
Okay, whoa. That is, okay. That is way too sketchy. Yo, you got a basement?
I was like, you got a basement? She's like, yeah. I was like, you got a kit? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right. I was like, practice is at your house this Friday at 8 o'clock. Send me your address. I didn't know her last name. I put Alex Drums. Yes. Oh, and she God. Is still Alex Drums in my phone to this day.
What were you?
Wait, what?
Right now she's Alejandra.
Maria is Maria Tumblr still on my phone.
That's so funny. That's cute, though. Wait. Alex,
boring.
What was your opinion going into this?
I was actually going to mention that.
You probably were you sketched the fuck out?
I wasn't sketched, but the first day I met Nastasha, I actually didn't like her. I don't know if you knew that, but it's coming out. It's coming out now.
I think you remind her that all the time, right?
Yeah, I guess it worked out.
At this moment,
but
yes.
I didn't like her at that point because I think the first day I met you, I drove you home. Because you're always stranded somewhere. It's like, right, let's just make this easier for both of us. And then this is the first day I met you, so I didn't even know you. And I went to drive you home, and you were talking on your phone up until us walking to the car. Into the car, you're still on your phone. The whole car ride home.
I don't know who I was talking to. Like,
you're talking on your phone. And I'm like, I'm driving this girl home. And she's not even talking to me. Is she using me for this ride home?
I would say that's extremely on brand, though. For Anastasia.
Yeah. Actually, what?
On brand.
So I didn't actually get to speak to her until we pulled up to her house.
That's so funny.
And I think.
I remember who I was on the phone. I was like, it had to have been important if I was on that long. Like, I'm never on the phone that long with someone.
You know, since the day I met you, there was only one thing that you would ever be talking about with someone.
Which is?
Which is Nastasha's...
Boy issues?
Boy issues. For 2 years.
Boy.
Up until
boy.
Boy. So up until the first day I met her. Up until now.
That's awesome. Hey, would you guys say that you're the hardest working band in Staten Island? Is that the truth? Do you feel that way?
No.
No, bro, we work our fucking asses off. I don't know if we're the hardest working band because I don't really pay attention.
Wasn't there this crazy big documentary that in another country?
Oh.
I want to know what the story was with that.
That was when Bella was in the band. We had like a Swedish like podcast television fucking thing come out, and well, they messaged us and said that we want to do an episode on you because we noticed that like you're involved with like Yeah, it was like us and two other bands or whatever, but they were from Sweden, and they were like, we want to fly in and interview you and be on TV and shit. But I think it was like an online platform that they were doing in Sweden, like, I don't know. So we were like, oh, okay, yeah. But I didn't really take it too seriously at the time because I was like, who is this random person that's saying that they're from Sweden? Like, it just sounds taboo.
Oh, that sounds so sketchy.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we were at Bella's house and they knock on the door and they have, like, professional cameras and there are two girls and they were, like, seriously awesome and they were interviewing us and videotaping us and following us around and it was, like, a real
thing.
I just
think that's the most random thing.
But we looked at our demographics because you can look if you're a right. business profile and everything and we had, like, ratings in Sweden. So we were like, pop music over there? Like, it's not pop. Like, they listen to rock. That's like their mainstream music. So we were like, oh, rock and like EDM. yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. They definitely venture out. But
I've never met another band that has like some of the craziest stories that you guys have had.
But we noticed that on Instagram and like Facebook, people were commenting in Swedish. Like people were speaking a different language on our post, and we were like, okay, this is cool.
Well, what is that for you guys of having a reach that large?
It's pretty cool. It's funny because I feel like we never say no to things. So we do all these interviews and stuff, but like it's most of the time probably only like 15 people will end up like reading or hearing or seeing it.
But I feel that's like not those like, 15 people.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not a huge deal. It's like it's just fun and like all these crazy stories aren't actually like anything like It's just us that like are comfortable and like we make funny things out of it.
Going off of that, I think the world you guys surround yourself in is so cool. Like how like the scene that you guys have not only just like been a part of and developed in New York specifically.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's wild, man.
It's just wild as fuck.
It's crazy.
But it's also really genuine.
No,
like
the
really
love's
authentic.
There, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you think how do you think being like a New York band has shaped you guys?
Because,
harder,
you know,
faster, stronger.
New York, there's like, yeah, like everyone's hungry and there's competition everywhere. But then that just pushes you to be better,
right?
And also make.
Really
I
know, like playing
friends.
Shows and like I know you guys have like done like the house show scene like on mm-hmm. Staten Island in Brooklyn. Like you guys have been grinding it out in like yeah. these scenes that just seem so competitive. But like there's so much respect and love that goes
oh,
into
yeah.
it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some scenes, but that there aren't.
Oh,
there's no respect, but
well,
we still grind.
I think it's crazy wherever you go, you know.
I mean, I don't really feel like it's like. Of course, it's competitive, but it's only competitive if you and all the other bands have the mindset of like, I want to be famous and I have to be better than the other bands. I feel like our mindset.
Like, not even in a competitive like against other people, but just straight up like. How do we get material out in a timely manner and stay relevant even though we're nobodies? You know
no, that I think that's a very common thought.
I just feel like right now, like DIY is a thing. And whether like I don't have to worry about like being super big and being competitive because if I want, like we can just put a DIY show together and like a bunch of people will end up coming because it's a party at the same time.
Well, like, I think you've yeah. described some of the shows that you've put on in like other places. Where it'll just be, like, completely flat, and then you guys will start, and then just people will just start, like, bodies will fly.
Hate to say it, but...
yeah, you can toot your own horn, man.
You have to admit that that's happened. You're not going to admit that? Bro, we went to Amendment 18 at one show, like, on Dock Street. I don't even remember who was playing. But we walked in, and people were just sitting down at the tables and everything. And then the second this lineup started changing, and the heat came, like, people got up from the tables and started... like fast fucking pushing them against the wall, pushing
Dude.
The tables and chairs everywhere, stacking them up, like clear out everybody.
Just know
out.
The bodies will fly.
I just want to say that I've literally seen people crack teeth at Crack Matt and the Enablers shows.
Because you play with them all
I've
the time. They're here
it.
Right now chilling.
Yeah. But our
but like,
energy
no, but like,
on the
know,
bill
like,
is
exactly.
really insane.
It's awesome.
We love
I've been to one of those shows and I think it's like super cool. Yeah. So then you just, so let's talk about touring for a little bit. Because I know it's interesting because I feel like out of a New York band, you guys spend so much time in the South. I just think it's interesting. Like you guys just
yeah,
did a Florida tour
far.
Specifically.
Well, you know what it was? It's like,
I mean,
we
I
love
feel,
the sun.
Well, also, yeah, the cold sucks.
We love Miami a lot.
Likewise.
No, but I'm waving my hand thinking. In little circles. Like imagine you're spraying the Windex and going up and down the glass. You really want to make sure there's no streaks. you need to tour like that. Touring is not about like going bing, 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 like lines. Like you want to kind of do this and then do that. And you want to come back next year and kind of go over the seam. You want to go up, like you want to circulate. And we were like, we have to circulate the East Coast. I mean, now we're leaving on March 1st. We're going like Northeast a little bit. But, you know, we're going to make it again up there, go to Canada, come back, kind of do like another little thing down south, probably hit like Virginia again or whatever. Texas has been telling us to go there. A lot of people have been saying Texas. Did you not see that poll that I posted? Texas has been telling us. Texas, Mr. Texas.
The governor called you and was like, we need Jigsaw.
Mr. Texas said, please come. But you know what it is? Like, what is a better strategy to know where to go than to ask the people that are freaking following you?
I see nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? So we noticed that it was Canada, Virginia, Florida, Texas, and California. Those were like the really big ones that we got a lot from.
I just think the grind there is really real. I think that's like one of the
fucking hope it pays off.
Because we'll do weekend runs too, like to, you know, college shows. We played Vassar, which was really cool. Oneonta, which is really cool.
I feel like the Vassar show was probably sick for you guys.
Oh my God, it was sick. It paid us well too. That was a great show. We played with Thick, and then they're from Brooklyn, so they were like a cool connect. And everyone was really talented that night.
Okay, so you tour for like forever. You're still touring constantly. You do the first record, second record. Where are you guys at musically? What are you trying to develop? This new, because I know, I just want to talk about that because the sound difference from your first record to the second record is polar opposite almost.
Oh yeah, well, because we got a
yeah. So
really
what
awesome
is
person.
What was the whole? Describe that whole getting ready, the pre-recording, all that stuff, like writing new lyrics, writing different songs.
We had the songs written for like a year, and then we were playing a place on Bay Street with Crackman the Enablers, us and Rising Sun All-Stars. We became really great friends with Rising Sun All-Stars. They're like legit my family. And then we found out that the bass player, Gary Nieves, was living upstairs in the venue that we were playing, and he was a producer. I listened to their record on Spotify and was like, this is insane.
To go on that, it's R-O-C till they bury
me. R-S-G. Rising Sun.
Rising Sun.
R-S-G till they bury me, for sure. All day. And
even though I'm from Massachusetts, I rep a lot of Staten Island bands.
That's
you need
sick.
To realize that.
But see, that's a thing. Like, you got to Wu-Tang it out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, you
like,
do.
You
want to
make
gotta,
Staten
man.
Island cool. But anyway, the production on like his record was insane to me. And I was like, we have to get him. Like, he's the most professional guy that I've heard that's on Staten Island recording. So he hooked it up. He's helped us, you know, like chasing tones and getting tones out of her bass and making us feel comfortable, making us like musically, you know.
I think once you find your guy or like your person to like, be
yeah,
your like
sure.
producer, or record
he
producer.
Us so much, it was awesome.
You just know, like I know who like my people are. Who when I'm doing pre-production yeah. and like working with them, it's like you're just in the zone. And was that like for you guys? Or?
What's really cool about working with Gary is that like as a musician, I still feel like I'm starting out, but I have all these ideas and I have all these visions and everything. So I'll just go to him and I'll be like, I want to do something like this, and I want this vibe, and he'll just kind of help me figure it out. To how exactly it is in my head, yeah. And then I learn from that, and I feel like I get better from there.
I think that's the best way to do it. So, like going into it, like what was the vibes you wanted to put out? Like, what were you listening to?
Well, I feel like as far as my music taste, it was relatively the same from before. But I mean, I definitely got into Turnstile from Maria, and
Turnstile is sick.
They're really, really fucking awesome. But as far as like my music taste, I don't know. I think I just got angrier.
You just got more pissed.
Yeah, I think I just got, like, more pissed.
No, because I remember I was walking with you, and I, like, was talking, and I was like, yo, so, like, how's the Nurk? And you're like, yo, it's heavy.
Yeah, and now I look back, and I'm like, it's not even heavy compared to what we're about to drop.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
So you think you guys are just going to go for, like, heavier and heavier and heavier stuff?
Yeah, it's getting to a point where I'm like, wow. No, we're not getting cheesy. You think our songs now?
No, I feel like sometimes it's easy to go cheesy when you're easy to go cheesy. When you're, like, going heavy, because heavy music can be cheesy sometimes. Like, I still just want to
oh, right.
be, like, musically, like, still good. Like, I want it to be heavy, but I still want it to be, like, okay, they still know what they're doing.
Right.
And not yeah, it's, like, fluid. It's not
just,
like.
They're not just mailing
like,
it in.
Yeah.
We're not writing cheesy stuff.
No, that's good. I don't think you have to be. I think, but I do think in like you're talking metal and grunge and like those types of just like
I love grunge
and heavier music. I just think it. I could see there's a fine line
between
they're just wanting to be like Nirvana or some shit.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I'm like, yeah, like I'm fucking punk, and then sometimes I'm like, I'm so grunge. Like I think I'm more grunge than I am punk. I like the slower, sludgier stuff.
So are you guys, you said you're doing a new single coming out soon, right?
Yeah.
So what's the schedule looking like for you guys?
March 1st.
March 1st is the single, then mini tour?
Yeah, we leave March 1st for tour too. Cool. And then shooting another music video right when we get back and starting to record the EP, which should be like 4 or 5 songs.
That's awesome. And all still with, you're still working with the same producer?
Yeah.
Word. Awesome.
Cobra Sun Studios.
How we doing?
How we doing out there?
We're live.
All right, now we're live.
We're doing it live.
And we're back.
All right, so I have one last question because I wanted to thank you so much for hanging out. I really appreciate it. But there's just one story, and I can't tell if it was real, if I made it up in my head, or what happened. Were you guys at, what is the Kathleen Hanna story with you? Because there is an actual one that I want to get that across. Cause
I guess I should start it how I found about her and then how I met you and how it all related. Because
didn't you guys meet her?
Yeah, but what happened was...
I want to hear the whole thing because she's, like we said earlier, she's an icon.
So before I met Maria and before we even started Jigsaw, like I was just in school and my art teacher came up to me with a magazine clipping of girls in like their ripped up school uniforms like screaming into a microphone, and he just gave it to me and he was like, I don't know why, but this article reminds me of you. And it was before I was like even in a band, and I looked at it and it said Bikini Kill, and he was like, do you know who they are? I was like, no. I was like a sophomore in high school, and he was like, I would really look into them, like I don't know why, they just like really, I don't know, I just thought of you. And I was like, all right. So I like looked into it, and then I was like, ooh, this is cool. And then I met Maria, and she was like, yeah, my favorite band's Bikini Kill. And I was like, wait, a guy told me that I remind him of them. And then we went to go see the Julie Ruin at the House of Vans, and I'll let Maria take over here.
So I was visiting my dad that weekend. I remember it was May 9th, 2015. And I was visiting my dad, and I had just got off the plane, and my sister went to pick me up at the airport, but I was like, no. I'm going to give you all my luggage, and I'm going to run to this venue, and I'm going to go see the Julie Ruin, because I don't know if I'll ever see Bikini Kill. They got back together now, which is awesome. But so we go to the venue. I meet up with her there, and while the opening band was playing Bleached, we were, like, chilling, and we were just watching them, and then I turn around. Fucking Kathleen Hanna's right behind me, and I...
Were you freaking out?
I'm freaking the fuck out. I got so starstruck. I went up to her and I just stared at her. With my mouth open, like I couldn't get any words out. So Nastasha was like, "I'm a swoopin'," and then she was like, "Oh, like we love your band. We named ourselves after you guys. We're Jigsaw Youth, like, whatever." And then she gave us like these really giant, like, amazing hugs, and she was like, "Take over the world, like you guys are awesome." And then she was like, "I gotta go, like I'm about to be on stage." I was like, "Goodbye, my love," and. She went on stage, and then, like, halfway through the set, we're, like, in the second row, like, they're basically sweating on us, like, it's amazing, and she goes, so I just met these two girls, and I was like,
nope.
I was like, oh, that'd be really funny if she was talking about us. It was at the House of Vans. Yeah. And then I turned to Nastasha, and I'm like, is she about to say what I think she's about to say? And she goes, and they're in a band called Jigsaw Youth, and the whole crowd is like pretty quiet still, and it's just me and Nastasha like shooting our arms up. We're like, "That's us!" and she goes, "This next song is for you guys." And then for the rest of the set, the bassist Kathy, she just kept looking at me. We kept making eye contact. She kept winking at me. I was like, "I love you guys."
Like, I was hysterical crying after. Like, we were outside going, you know, catching the train. I was trying to go back to Staten Island. I was like, she's literally, like, my life. Like, I was freaking the fuck out.
We didn't even finish their set. Like, we we like stayed for a couple songs.
We were lightheaded.
Yeah, we got really lightheaded. So we went to the up and we sat up on top of the skate ramps to watch the rest of the show. And I remember the Buddha quote where it was like, oh, once you look up and you smile, you know everything's all right. And I was like looking up and smiling and I was like, this is a sign.
I just want her to listen to our music now because that was before we had anything out.
Yeah, I wish she knew that
Be like 4 years ago, you told us to take over the world and now we're doing all this.
Yeah, now we're doing it. We were like, we have to do it. Are you kidding? She gave us the blessing. She knighted us. She took a sword.
I think if nothing ever happened with us, I would actually beat myself up over it. I'd be like, damn, oh, Kathleen sure. Hanna thought we were going to take over the world.
Yeah, like, I can't lie to Kathleen. Are you crazy?
I love how she's now on the first name basis now. Even if
I'm Kathy.
Well, hopefully she listens to this.
Me too.
I hope she does. That'd be cool. Why not?
She's the best person ever.
But thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you hanging out, letting me come crash. You're a really cool place. Hang out with you and your friends.
Thank you.
Come see a show. Check out their music video. Come out there.
March 1st. Singles drop in.
Yeah. Tour. Thank you guys so much again.
Thank you.
Shoot.